From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad you're tuning in today as the Reverend Ivan Foster, retired minister of Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
Hello everyone, welcome to our gospel study. I would like to continue the study that we commenced last week. We are looking at the verse 8 of the Psalm 34, and that verse states, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Now, we have already considered how we can never have the knowledge of Christ until we taste him. We considered how tasting Christ is symbolic of believing upon him as he is set forth in the Word of God. We noted that the psalmist first used the symbol, taste, and then the literal, trusteth in him. We wish to take our study a little further today and consider that those who taste Christ discover him to be good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. That is the unanimous conclusion of all who truly trust the Saviour. Praise God, the Saviour is altogether sweet. Much of the food that we eat every day may very well leave a bitter aftertaste in our mouth, but not so Christ. The wise man Solomon in the book of Proverbs said, The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Proverbs chapter 10 and the verse 22. The blessing of God does not bring sorrow in its wake. The world and the devil may make trouble for the believer, but not the blessing of God. Life in this wicked world is sweetened by feasting on Christ. I urge the truth of this verse upon all who are listening today. This is a day of special offers, of 2-for-1 offers, even free offers. But there is no offer like the one God presents in his precious word. It is little wonder Paul exclaimed, Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and the verse 15. Now, please follow me as we consider more from this text, Psalm 34 verse 8. Note, you can never know the goodness of God until you taste Christ. It is in him, and in him alone, that all the fullness of God's love and mercy and grace is found. The Queen of Sheba said to Solomon many years ago, It is a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. 1 Kings chapter 10, the verses 6 and 7. The sweetness and goodness of the Saviour cannot be exaggerated. The Saviour, in speaking of the manna which fed Israel in the wilderness, said of himself, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6, verse 35. We are told how the manna tasted in Exodus chapter 16 and the verse 31. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna. And it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. The manna is called angels' food in Psalm 78, the verse 25. All these references serve to highlight the sweetness of Christ. But that sweetness can never be known until you taste him, until you receive him by faith as your Saviour. You may look at food and see that it is good. You may touch food and again sense that it is good. You certainly can smell food and get some sense of its goodness. But it's not until you taste him that you fully savour the sweet wholesomeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you reached out and taken to yourself the generous and free offer of Christ in the gospel? Please consider also that Christ contains all the goodness of God. The only place where a sinner may partake of this blessed goodness is in this heavenly fare. We are ever being urged to maintain a healthy diet, which provides us with all the protein and minerals, etc., that our body requires. Failure to do this leads to health problems. Well, in Christ, we have all that the soul requires for its health. Hear the psalmist in Psalm 42 and the verse 11. Employ this very term to describe the Lord's salvation. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Partaking of Christ quite literally puts a smile, a bloom, on your face. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. Psalm 126 in the verses 1 and 2. Again, the same terminology is used in Psalm 67, the verses 1 and 2. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. The gospel of Christ brings spiritual health to lost and sickly sinners. Paul teaches us that all spiritual blessings are to be found in heavenly places in Christ, Ephesians 1 and 3. The apostle reiterates this truth time and time again. Listen to these verses, please. Redemption is in Christ Jesus, Romans 3 and 24. The love of God is in Christ Jesus our Lord, Romans 8, 39. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, 2 Corinthians 2:14. Liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, Galatians 2:4. Redemption, the love of God, liberty and triumph, they're all found in Christ alone. May I state clearly that here we have the ingredients of the heavenly dish that God has prepared for hungry sinners and set forth in Christ the Redeemer. This is the gospel recipe. Again, please note with me that as food is assimilated by us into our bodies, so by tasting Christ, we spiritually assimilate him and the eternal life that is in him. Oh, think about that. Everything we eat actually becomes part of us through the wondrous workings of our digestive system. It has been well said, you become what you eat. When we receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, we become one with him. Peter uses the term partake in 2 Peter chapter 1 and the verse 4. The word means to share in. Wherefore are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We share in the holiness and grace and victory of the Lord Jesus when we partake of him by believing the gospel. Christ speaks of this matter in John chapter 6, the verses 51 to 57. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. After hearing these words, his disciples were perplexed by them. But the Saviour explained to them, It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. John 6 and the verse 63. His words are to be understood spiritually, and not in a fleshly fashion. The eating of his flesh was a spiritual eating, a believing upon him and his atoning work at the cross. Thereby the soul would obtain life and sustenance. My task as a preacher of the gospel is to invite you to come and feast on Christ. We repeat the words of invitation found in the parable of the gospel supper told by the Saviour in Luke chapter 14. Come, for all things are now ready. Dear listener, all things are ready. You have only to reach forth and take by faith. Will you receive Christ and spiritually feast upon him by faith today? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Please join me next week as we continue this study. God bless you, and goodbye.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church welcomes you to the Lord's Day services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. And the church is situated on the Old Junction Road, Kilskerry. For further information, you may phone us on 028-8956-1564. 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.